Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
From the You Can't Make This Up file.
That's a big file these days.
Big file. You know, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, Democrats decided they don't need to try him.
They're
fine with him violating the law 945,000 times a year to just provide a QR code to sneak the illegals through our airports.
They're perfectly fine with American citizens being killed by illegal immigrants that shouldn't have been here to begin with.
Oh, yeah. No, that's cool.
Whether that's on the highway or beating them to death on a university campus or shooting them or whatever. They're perfectly fine with that. Down for the struggle.
Yep. Yeah. Because and their moral system says Americans do bad things, too, so it doesn't matter. Never mind that the bad thing never would have happened because they would have been in their home country where they belong.
Yeah.
So on Wednesday, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas faced articles of impeachment, but he was saved by Democrats in a straight party line vote. They want to keep illegal immigrants in the country. Well, one of the people, one of the Democrats, was Democrat Senator Cortez Maestro, who defended Mayorkas on social media, said she voted to end this waste of time. Well, that was ironic, given what happened on April 6th. When Kurt Engelhardt, an advisor to Senator Cortez Maestro, was tragically killed in a hit-and-run accident caused by an illegal immigrant. Who entered under who? Joe Biden. 2021. And he could not be bothered to help Engelhardt. He fled the scene of the crime and was charged by with hit and run. So that's the kind of gratitude he showed Joe Biden and the Democrats for allowing him to come illegally into the country, where, by the way, he is not supposed to be driving. He was.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So Engelhardt, we're sad to reveal, has leaves behind a young son, so he's going to grow up without a father. 2 days before Elmer Ruida Linares dispatched the Democrat Senate senator's advisor. 2 days before, she was on MSNBC explaining there is no open border, Lee. There is not whatsoever. Here she is.
With where they are on what's happening at the border and the migrants.
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about this because there's a lot of misinformation as well. First of all, there's no open borders again. And I you know, somebody was the attorney general for 8 years in my state, worked very closely on the border with Mexico. There are no open borders.
With where they are on what's happening at the...
Yeah, so...
How stupid do you think we are? How much video do we have to watch? How many... actual representatives, you know, and senators have to go down to the border and view this happening. How much video do we need from Fox News and other news sources showing illegal immigrants walking through the gate or through the border or across the fence or across the river and then being escorted onto U.S. property by U.S. ICE officials there? How much of this do we have to watch? And you sit there and tell us that there is not an open border? How stupid do you really think the American public is?
Well, I think they think Democrat voters are pretty stupid. I think they think that. I think they think Democrat voters are pretty dumb. They think they got them pretty hosed. And you know, that's where they are. I mean, I think the rest of us, they just want to silence us so we can't tell their voters what's going on. Speaking of which, Oh my God. What is happening at NPR right now?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. I mean, so you've got a hardcore admitted liberal and he is upset because, and you know what did it to him is watching NPR use Adam Schiff as their primary source. They got the entire Russia collusion narrative totally wrong.
Yep.
I mean, like just flat out wrong. And they went wild with it. And he says, then we found out, because he was an editor there, then we find out Hillary made the whole thing up. It was always fake. So, you know, what do? He says, we don't tell him. We drop it. We stop reporting. If you're one of my toxic liberal trolls, understand NPR lies to you.
Yeah.
They like you are, if you are getting your news from NPR, you are not living in reality with the rest of us. That's why conservative talk radio, which many of you are wandering into right now, because this show is taking off for some reason on Twitter, and you're wandering in and you're saying, that's crazy. And one of the first things they throw at me, Trump, is Trump is, he's owned by Russia. How could you support somebody owned by Russia? He's not. Your media lied to you. They hosed you big time. Not me. They don't lie to us. They know we don't listen to them. They're lying to you. Let me use terms you'd understand as a toxic troll. You're a victim. You really are a victim, all of you, of your media and the contempt they have for you. And so he is a liberal. He was raised by a lesbian mother. He loves the left, but he was a little appalled when he found out, he looked up the voter registration of his colleagues, 87 Democrats and no Republicans. And he says, you know, maybe this is how we got Russia collusion so wrong. And then when we found out Hillary made the whole thing up and it was a lie and Schiff had lied to us, we don't correct the record. We just go on to the next thing. And it really bothered him. And it should bother him. That is bad. I mean, you remember how this was, Lee? The whole mainstream media and NPR scared the heck out of these Democrats voters. Yeah. They thought they were living through an attempted coup by the Nazi Vladimir Putin. That was the message day in and day. You have barely escaped a coup. You have almost lost your democracy, which is actually a republic.
Yeah.
And they were very afraid. I mean, you remember the articles I covered where people were seeking psychological help? They were stressed. They were terrified. This wasn't a small lie. This wasn't one story. This was a manufactured reality. So anyway, he gets blasted by the head of the now head of NPR. She used to be the head of Wikipedia, right? Well, this woman, wow. I mean, what a window into how the left thinks. Yeah. We're starting to get her audio. And she's running around saying that she thinks that the First Amendment is really a hindrance because it prevents her and people like her from cracking down on what she calls misinformation. But she also says the truth is a problem and pursuing it and publishing it is really not a good thing. We shouldn't do that because then if we publish the truth, there won't be consensus. Well, how does she know? Here's what she said. She said this during a TED Talk. Take a listen to this. This is who runs America's newsroom. It's not just NPR. And let me, I'm sorry, wrong button. Here we go. All right, let's try again.
That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
This is how America dies.
Yeah, right there.
That type of attitude is exactly how our culture and the nation dies. Truth is truth. If you can't have a version of the truth, you may have your perception of the truth, but truth is truth.
Think, and you did you hear the liberal privilege, the dripping entitlement there?
Yeah.
I am the one who knows the truth, and I know it best. And even if I know the truth, and the truth is not good truth, then I will make up my own truth and ram it down your throat. Now shut up.
And if you disagree with me, it is misinformation,
it is misinformation,
and we're not going to promote it, and we're going to demonize it, and we're going to suppress it, and we're going to censor it, because you may not disagree with my beliefs.
And really, it's just best that we all agree on lies than face it. How does she know we wouldn't all agree if we knew the truth? But you know what this is? I was explaining this to my daughter the other day. We were out on a walk. She was talking about socialist policies and how they wreck things. She's reading a book anyway about it. And I said, notice something, okay? as a society gets more and more leftward in its fiscal policy and its economic policy, it always must go hand in hand with censorship because their policies don't work. Mm-hmm. And so a point always arrives where the masses who were promised, you know, financial equality, were promised, you know, they were going to be showered with all this money and all these things they didn't have before. They realized not only have they been hosed, but they're poorer than they were before. And they're going to want to rise up. They're going to want to speak. They're going to want to debate. They're going to want to blow off steam, and they have to be censored. There always is a point at which when you get farther enough down the leftist road, there has to be censorship. There is no exception in human history to this. And that's what she's doing right there. Well, we're going to need to deny the truth in order to get further. You know what the biggest casualty was? If you look at, you can actually measure in dollars and cents what these lies cost, because we ended up shutting down our society during COVID, mm-hmm. running up almost $9 trillion worth of debt that mm-hmm. we would not have had. Yep. Printing money. Now the average American family pays an extra $1,069 a month more than they did before Joe Biden took office. What is all that from? The lies around COVID, where they looked at it and the media looked at it. And I mean, I'm in month two going, no, lockdowns won't work, and quoting virologists from Stanford, and the media is censoring them and only carrying one version of, you know, their truth. Basically, they were carrying lies about what everything, social distancing, massing, mask, the need for lockdowns. Even how deadly it was grossly exaggerated. And we end up broke. We are broke because of lies.
No.
I mean, so this has had a real material effect on your wallet. If John Ioannidis and Jay Bhattacharya and all of those people had been allowed to speak and the media hadn't decided, hey, we're going to suppress truth here, and the Democrats hadn't decided, hey, we're going to have the FBI go into social media through backdoors and suppress truth, we wouldn't be broke. You could afford your grocery bill. You could go on vacation. But no, they had to have a lie. They had to have a version of the truth they like better. And that's exactly what she's talking about in that creepy, creepy cut.
That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
Can you hear her jackboots clicking?
Oh, yeah.
She's clicking those jackboot heels together, man.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So how many times a day do you check your phone? Look, I know it's a lot with me. It's a pretty compulsive thing. This makes me want to count today. Just to see. Average American checks their phone 144 times a day. You know, I don't know what to make of that, because some of that's, you know, if you work, it's got to be work. And you know, if you take care of somebody, if you have kids, take care of an elderly person, you have to be very connected because of that. Family's looking for you. That's how they reach you. So, you know, everything that used to be sort of diffused throughout our life, it all is filtered through the phone now. But yeah, 144 times a day on average. Constantly looking at your smartphone. I've had this happen. Can negatively impact the depth of your conversations. Yeah, this is CNBC. If I had my smartphone next to me, it would attract my attention consciously or unconsciously. It is a powerful thing. It just, it is. Unbelievable. All right, folks weighing in about NPR CEO Catherine Marr, who's scared, very scared. She was the CEO of Wikipedia before she was hired. And you can you can hear her little totalitarian boots click behind her. This is incredible. So Uri Berliner, who is the liberal editor at NPR, who was upset because he said, you know, look, we based most of our coverage of Trump Russiagate on Adam Schiff, who, you know, turned out he was lying. When we realized that Hillary actually made up Russiagate, it wasn't real, we never told our followers, we never told our listeners, we never told our audience. And folks, remember, Russiagate was not just a lie. It was not just a story or a series of stories. It was an entire manufactured reality. Remember, there were times when on average 60% of the coverage on cable news was Russia collusion. Okay, that's a reality. That's not just, I mean, that is a hoax. That is a psychological snow job on the American people. That is way more than just a story they got wrong. And then were maybe a little embarrassed and ignored. You had people going to psychologists because they were terrified they had lived through an attempted coup by Vladimir Putin, which, I mean, it's almost laugh out loud funny, except one problem. 51% of Americans believed it when they went to the polls in 2020. 51%. And it was fake. 20% of Americans went to the polls in 2020 thinking Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. That was true. That was the other story they lied about. And that 20% that said that 20% of Biden voters said we might not have voted for Biden if we'd known that laptop was real. Again, that was the second fake story that Uri Berliner was upset about. So he is no longer with NPR this morning. And that's the punchline. You know what's the punchline? He got suspended. He got suspended for 5 days as punishment from NPR for telling the truth. For telling the truth. Telling the truth about Russia collusion. Telling the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop and the utter disregard for real reporting on that. For telling the truth about his colleagues seeming to want to, you know, use their power to confuse people and to get Joe Biden elected. And then we have this lunatic, the current NPR CEO, who suspended him for telling the truth. This is where we are in America. You lie in the newsroom there at NPR, you are going to get promoted. You are going to be just fine. You could have been there the rest of his life if you wanted to, but you tell the truth. OMG. You're going to get suspended. Why? As an example to anybody else who should ever think they might be able to tell the truth when their betters know a better truth to tell. Here is the current lunatic head of NPR. She is giving a TED talk about how lies are better because she knows better what things you should believe, even if they're not true.
That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
The entire Soviet era encapsulated in 23 seconds. Right there. We could find common ground if we force everybody to believe lies at the point of a gun, because that's where it always ends up. Now listen to this. And unfortunately, this part of her interview glitched out a little bit. You could hear her say, the First Amendment is a problem. This is how they all think. They all think this way.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy around it.
Yeah. So what she's saying right there, I need the First Amendment for me, for my platform, so I can decide what goes on. But it's a real problem if other people get to use it. Why? Well, she's just explained to us why. Well, if other people get to use the First Amendment, I don't like the truth. I think the truth is not helpful for us all to come to an agreement. So, I mean, I got to crush the First Amendment because then we can't all agree on lies. And you know what's amazing? She's walking around. She's just telling you who she is at a TED Talk. She thinks this is smart. Texter writes, re-education camp Karen. You know what's so sad about her? Truly, I feel bad for this woman. No, I do. My heart hurts for her. I've been thinking about her for the last 2 days. You know how something gets stuck in your head? She has chosen to believe the lie of man-made global warming. And it's been debunked 6 ways to heaven. And you know what she did? She says she loves her nieces and nephews. She would have loved to have been a mom, but she didn't become one because the earth is burning up. She is the number one victim of the lie, of the kind of lies people like her spew and would use force to make you believe and make you adhere to and to take away your First Amendment rights. In the end, the biggest victim is her. She's the biggest victim. She bought the man-made global warming lie. And when she's laying on her deathbed, no one's going to come through that door. Say, Mom, I loved you. Mom, let me just hold your hand. The most basic human thing. Nothing is more valuable than that. And she let them take it from her with lies. So don't get too mad at this woman. Feel bad for her. Feel sorry for her. Feel sorry for people like that. Because she's a victim of the very lie she wants to jam down your throat. And in a way, I hope, I just hope she goes through life numb, quite frankly, like she wants for the rest of us and believing not lies, because realizing you gave up your family, your life for a lie, can you imagine? She'll get hers. She already has. She just doesn't realize it. She just doesn't realize it. But this is how they want us to live, y'all. And they're telling you, it's not your imagination. Everything is so brutally expensive. Documented for you exhaustively how Democrats deliberately created, knew they were creating, and deliberately created inflation. We know that because the number two in power at the time, Jim Clyburn, told us. We did it on purpose. We knew. Our only fault really is that we should have prepared people better. I'll finish the sentence for him. We should have prepared people better for being poor. But one of the ways that Joe Biden created inflation was through being the deliberate architect of a quite frankly insane spike in energy prices. Remember when Barack Obama said to us, the price of energy must necessarily skyrocket? Joe Biden actually fully achieved that promise of Barack Obama. And so much of the show has been about it. Because while energy prices aren't sexy, they really impact the price of everything. Here's from Fox Business 2 days ago.
We keep hearing this question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? When it comes to your own energy costs, the answer is no, we're not. Brian Bremberg has the numbers. How much more are we paying for energy since?
Yeah, you're not going to like this, Stuart. Let me start with overall energy, up almost 37% since Biden took office. And of course, you got to remember, that's going to feel different depending on what fuels fuel your life. So let's go to some of those. Start with electricity, almost up 28% since Biden took office. And imagine how much more pressure that number is going to be under when we get more and more of the green regulation and the green spending. So watch out there. Let's go to gas. I know that's one of your favorites. This number is discouraging, up 52% since Biden took office. And remember, we're heading into that heavy driving season, so don't expect it to fall anytime soon. Stu, I know you're always looking at diesel. You got a lot of diesel going on in your life. Diesel prices up 50% since Biden took office. That's going to feed into every price in the economy because that's how you get stuff around. That's how you move heavy equipment. That's going to be a problem for overall inflation. And here's where it really gets bad. You talk about the buffer when these prices go up. That's your strategic petroleum reserve. It's down 42% since Biden took office. We've got higher prices, we've got less buffer, and we've got more and more strain on energy every single day. So you think about the last 4 years and you ask yourself, do I like being here or do I like it better 4 years ago?
Yeah, that's the question. Now let's put it all together, shall we? Last job report, effectively zero manufacturing jobs created. When do we begin hemorrhaging high-paying manufacturing jobs, begin pointing this out to you? It was last summer. A lot of that is covered up in the jobs report because when we lose a high-paying manufacturing job, say a manager who runs the line, but we get a part-time job at a restaurant, bussing tables somewhere, that counts as new job creation, we celebrate. Meanwhile, there's a family losing their house. So we went from hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs to effectively not creating them. That's how the math works out in the last jobs report. We are not going to make things anymore. Why? Joe Biden put a tax executively on two levels of production of natural gas. It doesn't show up on your bill. He is gutting America. Folks, you know, when you look at what the left is doing, it is a three-prong war. It's a war on everything having to do with modernity. So food delivery systems, energy and energy delivery systems, and of course, censorship necessary to cover up the whole thing. They're at war every single day. And of course, he's talking about the price of everything is up. Yes, when you hike, I mean, listen, just listen to this again. How high this has gone under Joe Biden. It's only going to get worse because of what he's doing with permitting right now. A lot of that mess won't really hit until a couple of years down the road. For instance, right now, Joe Biden has been bragging, hey, I am responsible for the highest level of oil production America's ever had. Well, why is that? The permitting process is years long and Trump expedited it. But when it comes to new drilling, and particularly for natural gas fracking, they are standing in the breach right now. And that is going to really kneecap us in the years that are coming. Why are you seeing those energy prices going up as well? Because Barack Obama put in motion and Biden is completing the elimination of our coal-fired plants. That's 20% of our electricity. So you think it's bad now? It's going to get so much worse, just as they have us all plug our cars in. And hope something comes out, I guess. Nothing's gonna. You're not coming out. By the way, coming up on the show, we're going to have this. You know how Joe Biden intends to mandate that by 2032, 68% of the semi-trucks sold in America are EVs? You know we don't have a single EV charging station outside of California, right? I mean, they don't care. Can you imagine, I mean, what this is going to do to food delivery? It's going to absolutely destroy it. He owns a very small trucking company, and he's saying, we are going to get crushed, and the food delivery chain is going to get crushed. Folks, I don't know if they're going to get away with this. Trump might win, and it won't happen executively, or maybe the Democrats are just pushed like people just don't want to starve right now. They don't want to starve. They don't want to pay exorbitant prices for food. They'd like to have clothes delivered to their community. Maybe that'll happen too. But this is how they think. They do not care one iota about the level of destruction. They do not care. Almost 30% across the board increase in energy prices since Joe Biden took office. You better bet you that cost those manufacturing jobs. You better bet that is why between them, India and China open a new coal power plant every single day on average. Why? Because all of that manufacturing, a lot more of it's moving to India than China. People are looking at China and going, you know what, this is too much trouble. A lot of it's going to India, it's going to Indonesia, it's going to Vietnam. And those places are just right, left, opening up plants, coal fire plants, using the natural gas we could be using here. So the net effect is we don't save the planet. We don't clean up the planet. We just don't have manufacturing jobs. Let me tell you what, we can create all the part-time table busting and table waiting jobs we want, low-paying jobs that the illegals are taking right now. But we're getting to the point, folks, people aren't going to be able to go to the restaurant anymore. Not if they don't have that manufacturing job. By the way, I took my son to Chili's. I should have saved the receipt. I took my son to Chili's as a reward for his good grades. I'd promised him that. And we decided we'd keep the bill down. We both got a burger. Burger and fries. I was good. I didn't eat the fries. We both got a burger and fries. We sat down. I had water. He got tea. He loves tea. You wanna know what the bill was? $38. Add the tip on. Add the tip on and you're at 44. Two burgers! We didn't even get to steak! And normally at the end of it, we would like, I'd get him the dessert, right? He loves the cookie with the ice cream on it, right? It'd be a great treat. Well, that's like eight, almost $9 now. And he asked for it. And I turned the bill and showed it to him. And he went, never mind. It'd have been $50 if we got the dessert. I was telling my husband the other day, I don't think I can go out to eat anymore. I don't think I can afford it. I think we're done. So again, without the high-paying manufacturing jobs or the good manufacturing jobs you can support a family with, particularly if you're in management, your skilled labor, I mean, I don't know who's going to pay the illegal immigrants we're hiring to work at the restaurants part-time. Going to jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texture rates. I think that the reason the Biden goons are doing so many crazy things to destroy the country is to distract us from their real plans, like getting rid of the opposition, Trump destroying the Constitution, the government takeover in every area of our lives. I believe that too. I also think if you look back at the history of every authoritarian regime that was successful at repressing people from Ukraine, Russia, China, what do? They always go to the food. They always go to the food and the delivery system. They're very interested in it and they take it over. We're talking about 30% across the board increase in energy prices in just 3 years. That, I mean, that is driving inflation too. That is devastating, as reported by Fox Business. And part of that is the tax, it's essentially a tax. It's more like a fee, but we'll call it whatever, that Joe Biden executively put on two stages of natural gas production. So it's a mess. Coming up on the show, another exclusive for our wonderful and amazing newsroom, William Timmons is not the only Republican congressman in the upstate to be targeted for searches and kind of gross invasive searches by the TSA 6 times in 6 months, he says. Another Republican congressman says, yes, they are targeting me too. And wait till you hear when it started. All that coming up next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.